6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts, drill outs, and whatever else I can find in the deepest recesses of my basement. Avery, Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the name, number to call if you want to touch base. 855-915-9636. Locally, it's 781-350-3264. I got requests last week and honored them. I'm going to play what I want this first set. These are the Desperate Hours.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more. 119 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big Iron On is here. Big Iron, Big Iron. When he tried to match the Ranger with the Big Iron on his hip, Big Iron On is here.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
was my sweetheart. You were my friend. She wanted your love that's been honest and fine. All I had to offer was bright lights and wine. Tell her I'll miss her. Tell her I care. Tell her I'm sorry. Her love I can't share. Tell her you saw me, but don't say I'm blue. Tell her I hope she'll be happy with you. I've broken her heart many times in the past. She tried to change me to make our love last. Tell her I'm happy, though sorrow I know. I came crawling back, but I crawl back too slow. Tell her I'm sorry, her love I can't share. Tell her you saw me, but don't say I'm blue. Tell her I hope she'll be happy with you.
Time and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest diagnosis and treatment. This is a public service announcement of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Sleepyheads here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, you're listening to tonight's the backing track, the new one, that'll be playing for the next couple of weeks. Yes. Johnny and the Volumes in Blowout. I got off a compilation, Strum and Mental Part 3. It was originally released on their own volume label, but unknown date on that one. Just heard Eddie Nowak, the legendary Eddie Nowak, and Tell Her, originally released on the All-Star label in 1963. I got it off of the Best Of thingy, which I've been playing here and there for the last couple of months. Psycho came out on Bear Family in 2013. Before that, Jimmy C. Newman from 1957, and I Can't Go On This Way, at least on RCA Victor. Before that, the Everly Brothers with the B-side to Crying in the Rain, I'm Not Angry. Came out in 1961 on Warner Brothers. And we kicked off the show Marty Robbins from the LP Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. Came out in 1959 on Columbia and Big Iron. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call. You want to touch base. You want to get a hold of me between shows. You want to send me that bumper that I'm always looking for. All I got to do is make a WAV or an MP3. Mention me, WMFO, the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Your claim to fame, or lack thereof, and your geographic location. No, not the exact address. But if you're from, like, you know, the Boston area, say Boston. Or someplace. Say you're from New England. I don't care. Then you mail it, you email at WAV or MP3 over to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's COFFEENSMOKES at verizon.net. For those of you who have tortured for, like, I don't know, 20-something years, yeah, that's the old Coffee and Smokes address to the old show. Anyway, I do have something queued up. I'm ready to roll. These are the Desperate Hours.
Makes me started to Makes me started to
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, backing me up is a new talk break bed. Johnny and the Volumes and Blowout. Anyway, you just heard the Vernon's Girls. A track originally released on Decca in the UK in 1962. And That's Love. I got off the compilation, Love Hit Me. Decca Beat Girls, 1962 to 70. Before that, Dave D, Dozy Meekies, Chitch, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the B-side to Bend It, She's So Good. Came out in 1966 on Fontana. Before that, the Starfires did Captain Dusseldorf. I got off a compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 5 and 6. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. It was originally released on the Burr label, 1967. Then we kicked off the set with an unreleased track with some kind of acetate from somewhere. I guess these guys were from Pennsylvania. The band was called The Thorns. I Want You. I got off the compilation, Gravel Volume 1. Hey, looking for something to do tonight. Mr. Saturday Morning, John Funky and his little outfit called $10 Mistake will be playing with Mr. Airplane Man at Atwood's Tavern. Check that out. Filling in for him over the Independent in Union Square will be Jason and Stacy. So don't tell me you got nothing to do. Anyway, and also coming up on in September, what's the date on that? Let's see. They're playing Dictators are coming to Once Ballroom, and I gotta pull out that piece of paper. Dictators coming to Once Ballroom, coming up in a couple of weeks. So check that out too. Anyway, can I tell you what I just played? Yes, I did. We have some queued up? Yes, I do. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
said, once I loved, but love is dead. And I whispered, sometimes love is only hard and cold. Then her sweet young face looked old, and I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Through the endless days and nights, she could not help but wrap herself in sorrow.
Sorrow.
Through the endless days and nights, we waited for a shining new tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Love was sleeping. Sometimes love is only sleeping. And she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping.
Investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
I love him so. necessity. But then I tried reality and I left the scene and security to see if my old bag was triviality compared to natural capacity. I'm not trying to bring you down, but how long ago was your mind truly sound? It's amazing the life that I found. Now that my feet have come back to the ground, I'm back, I'm back. I'm back, 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 laughing at the words I speak, and you're guessing that I must have freaked, that my mind and my heart are antique, or that I've gone on some fatherly streak. It's none of that, it's that I hate to see good people wasted on an innocent spree. Go ahead and don't even listen to me, but I hope one day you walk free.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, you just heard Michel Polnareff and Numa Marché Passe le Pied. I don't know what it means, it's French. But anyway, it's off of an EP that came out on Disque Z in 1966. Well, that Tommy and the True Blue Facts did a track called I'm Back, originally released on A&M in 1968. I got off the compilation, The Psychedelic Experience. Well, that the Baker Twins did He's No Good. I got off the compilation, Scratch My Back, Pie Beat Girls, 1963 to 68. Originally released on Pie in 1964. Compilation came out this year on Ace. Well, that going out to Heidi Lee, who with her husband John hosts a show called In the Red, which is Friday evenings on from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. over at WNMC, who's on the campus of Northern Michigan College in Traverse City. Check it out. Another show that isn't at MFO, and that's what gave me the inspiration to play the Monkees track, is the Percy Trout Hour, the longest hour on radio. Well, it's from 8 to 10 on Mondays over WRFL. It's broadcast from the campus of University of Kentucky. Check it out, Percy Trout, Monday nights, 8 to 10. Yes. Of course, tonight we got the lounge. And Danny's not going to have one, but two co-hosts. Patty will be in, along with Stephanie. And we'll have a live act in, too. So stick around. That's from 8 to 10 tonight. A lounge here at MFO. Anyway, let me finish telling what I played. Actually, it's the only other one song. For the Monkees, you're a Destiny's Children with the Collectors. A track originally released on the Pyro label, 1966. I got off the compilation, Legend City. Came out in Dionysus or Bacchus Archives in 2000. Yeah. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Thanks for everybody, and thanks to everybody for dropping by. Those of you who make yourselves known each and every week. And I know there's others, you're shy, I know, I get it. I was like that when I was little. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. say goodbye. Baby, please don't you cry. Say when I come say goodbye. Baby, please I'll touch you. Yeah.
Doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
But see, I'm your only man.
Don't
you. I need your loving, but don't you try to walk on me.
This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.